Well, hey, we got four of them done with one, so now we're to do our afternoon docket.
Well, we aren't even to that, but we'll get to Harry. How about Harry? You got something, Harry, or not?
Yes. The assessor and I went through and in the way we had handled this before, we were working very fast, and what was done was substantially correct, but we made a few tweaks, and either I can read them to you or Susan can.
We'll have to pick the BOE number starting in here and then tell them what we're doing.
Okay, so are you all the way through? No, you're not. Okay, you've got...
He starts on number 369, I believe, on page 13.
369 through 387?
Yeah.
Do you have an exhibit?
Yeah, could you do an exhibit with all those values?
You're gonna have to make notes off of this. I have a copy. Harry's gonna read it off and say where we're going on it.
That doesn't give us BOE notes.
Don't worry, it doesn't make sense, but when he's done.
Okay,
I can go by parcel number. I don't have the BOE numbers in front of me.
Well, if we need,
we can give you a parcel. Can we ask about which part? We've got like the plantation. We got 700 Blue Meadows Road. Is that
the ones that's
the last subdivision
is 55001. Yeah, let's start with those. Okay. The 55, 56.
And
there are about 10 properties in Palace View at Spinnaker Resort that I think are under plantation.
That's the, looks like it's going to be 369 through 374.
Those are all, yeah. All right, if you can read us off the agreed upon values on,
okay,
like, say, 55.
Okay. On 18-1, 12-2, 55.001, that is to be 100% commercial. That's a change. 56.00.
Let me. Are any values changing here or just
no.
Classification?
Classification only.
Okay.
On this particular one.
Yeah, we'll have one value discussion later.
Motion each time he does it. Okay, Harry, what we'll do is after you tell us which one, we're just going to make the motion on the record, and then we'll have you go to the next one. On BOE 369, I would move to, is it already commercial on this one or not?
It was 17% commercial.
So I'd move to make it.
We're moving it to 100.
Okay, I would move that we classify the property as 100% commercial.
I second. All in favor, state aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion stands. Moving on to BOE number 370, which is parcel number 56001.
No change.
So withdraw. BOE number 371, which is parcel number 56.002.
No change.
So that appeal is withdrawn?
Yes.
Okay.
BOE number 372, that's parcel number 56003.
That would change from... I'm sorry, that's withdrawn too. That remains at 100% commercial.
Okay.
BOE number 373, which is the parcel number 56.004.
Okay, that would change from 63% commercial to 13% commercial.
I move that BOE 373 be changed from to 13% commercial, 87% residential.
A second. All in favor state aye.
Aye.
Motion stands. And it's my understanding we can do that because timeshares have their own special rules.
There's a state. There's a statute that ARTA got passed. So
okay.
Yeah, that's right. Okay. But and the reason we're changing that is there was a data entry error.
Gotcha. Okay.
Susan is not a typist.
I understand.
I'm not sure it was Susan.
Thank you.
56005?
Yes, yeah. That's BOE number 374.
No change. Appeal withdrawn.
BOE number 375, that'd be 44.700.
Okay. That would change from 56% commercial to 26% commercial.
Make a motion that we reduce BOE 375 down to 26% commercial, 74% residential.
I second that motion. All in favor state aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion stands. BOE number 376. That's parcel number 44.800.
Withdrawn.
BOE number 377. That is parcel number 44.900.
Withdrawn.
BOE number 378, that is parcel number 44.910.
Withdrawn. And I think we're takes us to the next docket.
Okay, that's BOE number 379, that is parcel number 5.003.
Yeah. The three, we withdraw on the three parcels on that docket.
Okay, so you would draw 379, 380, which is 5.004, and
5.000.
I don't have that on here, but... Okay.
Well, if it was on there, it's withdrawn.
That or it's at the very beginning. They kind of went out of order.
Yeah.
No, it wasn't. I'm not seeing it in here.
Yeah, I've
out of all the Harry Styron's ones.
I see 004 is what it, 5.004.
Okay. It's fine.
It may have got, in any case, it doesn't matter because
it's withdrawn.
Okay.
Correct.
And then so 381, BOE 381, 26.017, is that also withdrawn?
No.
Or is that different?
That's different.
Okay.
I don't know. My BOE 381, 26.017?
Yeah, these are the French Quarter.
Okay.
On 1-7, it's being changed from 87% commercial to 100% residential.
Make a motion that we change classification of BOE 381 to 100% residential.
I second that motion. All in favor state aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion stands.
Okay.
BOE number 382, which is 26.016.
That remains at 100% commercial.
So it's withdrawn?
Withdrawn.
BOE number 383, parcel number 26.018.
Withdrawn.
Withdrawn. BOE 384, that's 26.019.
That should go from 60% commercial to 100% residential.
Make a motion that it's to BOE 384 that we change classification to 100% residential.
Second. All in favor state aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion stands. BOE 385, that is parcel number 26.520.
That is withdrawn. That remains at 100% residential.
We have BOE number 387, parcel number 26.522.
that should go from 19% commercial to 100% residential.
Make a motion that we change BOE number 387 to 100%
residential.
Residential. Residential, okay.
Second.
All in favor state aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion stands.
Now, we have a valuation issue. Do you want to talk about it, or are we ready to talk about it?
On the Beechner construction?
Well, the ones that I ran,
yeah.
I left in my office because we talked about the fact that they were okay. different years.
Right. Right.
So they actually were slightly different price because of
okay.
adjusted price and
okay.
age.
Any, that's all that we're changing in evaluation. We had a couple that were marked for evaluation changes, but we have looked at the history of the properties. So identical buildings, but built at different times, so they had different depreciation. So we're withdrawing those, whatever they are. I can take a minute and find the docket if you'd like.
Are they different than what these were?
They were included in those.
Well, we just made a classification, so I think if whatever that the change that was made is what's changed,
that's
the other stands.
Right.
Yeah, and there wasn't going to be a change because, like I said, we already figured out
sure.
why they were different. So.
Sure. Harry, thanks for coming in. Thanks for working something. Thank you,
yeah,
Mrs. Chapman, for working that out.
First, way of working made it easy, and we got through this. So thank you guys very much.
Take
for
care.
Your time. I know you're not getting paid.
Well, that's not entirely true.
Well, I hope it is.
Minimum wage, I think, something like that. So, which, hey, these days, man, my first job at the Longhorn, I got paid like $2.86 an hour or something, washing dishes. So we moved up.
I think I was back at the days of $2.10 an hour washing dishes.
Is that right? You got two.
Yeah,
where were you at?
Roark Motor Lodge.
Oh, yeah, Roark. All right.
Yeah, Chuck Ladd. I was in the kitchen with Kurt.
All right. Did you have some? You raise your hand. Okay. All right. BOE 388 Beechner Construction.
Well, we still have served in the morning, but I guess we can go and do that.
We can. I mean, honestly.
This is the fairway at that. Oh, these are classification again, probably. All three of them.
Well, what do we have? It's not classification, and frankly, I mean. We don't. Everybody doesn't need to be here for classification. Duplicate calls that you've heard us make, but looks like. Let's see. I got it. Let's see. Legacy at Thousand Hills. That looks like.
Well, we were only like on page 6 of our calls. I thought.
Well, that's going to be Point Royale. Is going to be.
We've called those.
Beechner's just one call, so that's not.
Yeah, that's
what you've got left here.
But it looks like we might have actually got through.
A dent in
these. We need to have Wesley tell us. Oh, here's a page we haven't hit, page 10.
Okay, I'm going to call Beechner just to X out this page.
Okay. Beechner
is page 18, BOE 388.
389, 390, and 391.
Man, I feel like I'm mowing the cemetery, Dickens Cemetery. And I'm weed eating all these tombstones, and I'm just trying to get through the row, is what I feel like. So,
so you've been putting aside the ones that are finished, right?
Right.
Okay, so that's what I'm just looking through, and it's all saying the classification.
Hi, you've reached Luke Richenberg with Beechner Companies. Please leave a message.
At the tone, please record your message. When you've finished recording, you may hang up or press 1 for more options.
Luke, this is Jeff Reynolds from the Taney County Board of Equalization, giving you a call about your classification appeal at the Board of Equalization. We did come up with a decision across the board, not just affecting yours, but affecting others. And you can get a full written decision on that by emailing the clerk's office, and they'll send you a copy of it. But essentially it's this. It's that if you own one nightly rental unit that is in the nightly rental program, it will be